to you guys because I'm invisible. I'm trying to take him by surprise.
Okay. I think you're actually also deaf.
I'm also, you got hit by booming. You got hit by booming blade.
I'm also, yeah. I also have that ongoing 5, but I get to save for it next turn.
Yeah.
Did we get the water fiasco on the
recording?
No.
Okay.
We stopped because Dylan had to...
Okay.
I actually didn't hear your last roll. It was already off the recording.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so...
Is it recording again?
Yeah, it was recording.
So that was Eros's turn.
Yep.
But now we get to go to Ever. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
We're going to stack in all this
Eros stuff. Is super upset.
Okay.
Okay.
Ever,
I need
help
heals.
Me.
I need heals.
He's bloody.
I can't see you.
You can't see me.
You can sense him.
I can.
Please take a look at your items for a moment. Can I see your items?
Oh, wait.
But will it give away my position?
Okay.
Well, actually, it's not true right now.
Okay.
But you can kind of see where... Kind of sense where he was last.
I know where you were.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Which was where? It was here?
I was there.
It was around here.
Okay.
I teleported, used Vanishing Blade, and disappeared.
Okay. And who would I think is the most hurt?
Probably him.
What about the stranger?
The stranger
still...
got healed already.
Will the stranger need more healing?
The stranger looks pretty good. Right. The stranger got up and dragged an internal mountain.
Could I have a jelly bean?
Yeah. This has been, like, between the stranger and the stronger, it's just been knocking over people constantly.
That's good. Let me have a stranger on that team.
Okay.
Okay.
The stranger's never used his daily spot for that, by the way. Never.
What are you going to do, Ever?
I'm going to use Healing Spirit again. Targeting. Hold on. No, I'm going to try and locate you, so I'm sending him over here.
Okay.
And why don't you just, like, roll...
You're going to send it over there?
Yeah, so...
It goes like that.
You can go through people.
It stops here.
Okay.
It can sense you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
At this stage.
Cool. I'm going to use Healing Spirit on Eros.
Ooh.
Healing Surge.
Yes.
No, for him.
Not for him?
You,
not for me?
No, not for you.
Okay.
But you do gain... If I can find my other... Yeah.
2d6.
Which is, I rolled pretty well.
That is really good.
That's amazing.
11.
11 gain 11?
Yeah.
Nice.
Up 11. And
how
next turn,
surge?
There's something else.
What? How does Eros use a healing surge?
He gets 1/4 of his HP back because he's retarded.
I couldn't target him with that.
Oh.
And
you're retarded.
I couldn't target with that, you with that and give someone else 2d6.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay.
Do you feel bad now? Do you guys remember how much Eros was damaged?
Oh, yeah.
Seven,
right?
Yeah.
And do you remember? He's like, I need heals now.
That's Eros' character, though.
Yeah, that's the best part, because it's completely in
oh,
character.
Oh, God, my nail! Heal me!
That's my good hand.
Oh, no, there's thread on my shirt. Heal me now.
Okay.
Heal me now!
What else did you do?
Okay, right, that was a minor action. Which means that I can attack him.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm just going to, wait, I know where you are,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use Spirit Infusion. And you can make a melee basic.
All right.
You'll combat advantage for multiple reasons.
Yep, for all the reasons.
Vanishing Blade dispels, though. Because you're invisible?
My invisibility... We'll see what happens.
All right, sure.
This is a... 34 versus AC.
Hit.
All right. I hit him. I do... 12 damage. Vanishing Blade does not end. because it's end of my next turn.
Nice.
But I do teleport again.
Okay, cool.
Did he save against ongoing five?
At the end of his turn.
Yeah, so do I get to do it now?
Oh, is it the end of your turn?
Wait, teleport.
It's not my turn. It's not my turn right now.
Oh, all right.
No.
On my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So, wait. This is still Ever's turn.
Right.
Right. So, I'm still invisible right now through that turn. Okay, that's it for right now. But I can also get to teleport now. So I will teleport. I'm going to teleport here. Back and forth.
Okay. Take your actions now because Kevin was trying to find you by using his inner third eye. My inner third eye will find you, Q. Latari.
Okay, then Q's going to... Q's going to do this. Q wants to attempt to kick and trip Kevin Latari.
Retarly.
Oh, no.
One shame damage. Okay.
Two shame damage right
now. I would like to trip Kevin Latari to land on his face.
Kevin Latari?
I can't do it, guys. I really can't.
Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, I want to trip him.
Okay.
What, should I just do an attack roll?
Basic attack roll, take a minus two to it.
Okay.
Because you're calling a shot.
Okay.
You're not going to do it with your Kopesh?
I can.
You can do it with the flat of your Kopesh.
I can do it. I can sweep it.
Then do it.
Okay, so is that still minus two?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do 31 versus whatever that's targeting
versus
against.
Versus Reflex.
Reflex.
You hit.
Okay. At the same time, I'm going to move my Tensor Floating Disc under him so that if he falls and lands on his face, he's face down on my disc.
Ah. So this is where intelligence comes in.
I'm going to seal him onto my disc.
Using the shield?
Using the Tensor Floating Shield.
Okay.
I mean, Tensor Circular Shield. And since I hit him with a melee attack again, I'm going to teleport on top of him.
Okay.
And stand on him.
Okay.
So I'm just teleport and I'm on top of him now. And I'm gonna seal him onto my disc. That's it.
Okay. Kevin's turn.
What? Hold on.
Okay.
Hello? Nope. I gotta answer it in case it's someone at camp, but... That was garbage. So, we're good.
Garbage! Kevin says, "No! Pulitari, I will not lick your boots as my rival. I will defeat you." More burst, sword burst.
More burst, sword burst.
Everyone died.
Another critical?
No. Goes, tries to swing, he's swinging his sword, he's trying to get it.
Probably for trying to hit the ground, right?
He's trying to hit something, it's aiming really funny. He hits the bottom of the Tetris floating disc.
Oh my god.
Dispel magic!
Oh shit.
He falls.
Oh man.
He falls and you land on top of him, but your Tetris floating disc is dispelled. The books fall over the place.
Oh, man.
Roll 1d20.
Okay, here we go.
See if you try to avoid your falling books.
Is he prone or no?
Both of them are prone. He manages to pin you underneath him, spinning around. I win, Hulatari!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I am your rival, and I am the better rival.
I'm the better rival. Okay, hold on. First I have to take my ongoing. So this is 48. I get to save against... It's ongoing 5, right? Okay, and then I'm going to attempt to save against the effects of the ongoing damage. Okay, it's 12 plus 5 from my feet, so that's 17 to save.
What's your feet versus?
It's plus 5 feet bonus against ongoing damage.
Okay. You save versus that, but your tensor floating disc has been dispelled, and you're now directly underneath Kievan Retarly. Your vision, your hearing comes back, and he is shouting in your face, "I'm your rival! I've studied all your moves! You and me, Kulatari."
His face is coming closer to you.
"I win!"
Okay. That's his turn.
Oh, yeah. He's just like...
Stronger stands up.
I'm still grabbed.
Yeah, you're still grabbed. You still got your foot, like, in his ankles.
Sucks.
The stronger tries to like pull your foot, like loop his foot between your feet, and then like pull you closer, then knee you in the stomach in this direction. So he's trying to position, pull you and position you, and knee you into Kuro.
Wait, so immediate interrupt. He's going to use his attack. His prowess attack.
Go for it.
He has combat advantage against it.
Okay.
Because they are flanking him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he has a feat.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, it's a 9.
So that's going to be 11 plus 16, 27 versus reflex.
Not hit.
Well, do I feel that Kevin's getting stronger?
He's not getting any stronger, and his regeneration has stopped after he healed a bit. But he's definitely harder to hit. He's definitely more, he's definitely quicker on his feet, quicker to think, and louder.
Okay.
Sorry, 28 versus reflex.
It's not hit.
Okay.
The stronger tries to do another 2-part-2 move. 31 versus reflex.
Yeah, it hits.
He manages to spin you and then knees you into Kuro. So you're here and he's kneeing you into Kuro, trying to like knock you both down.
Are either of them bloodied?
No.
Kuro is full HP.
25 versus reflex? Does that miss?
Probably. No, it hits.
It hits. Secondary attack. 25 versus fortitude on Kuro.
That hits.
That hits. He knocks you both down over here. It kicks you away.
Does Kuro reduce movement for himself?
Yes. So Kuro reduces movement, but he's still prone. So Eros flies over him.
Yeah.
Okay, he's like here. Where the feet are? Where the feet are.
When they're prone, can we just turn their tokens upside down?
Yeah.
In the holders?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
They're doing headstands.
They're fine. They're like in the corner. Q is just trying not to like smell his breath.
They're very much in a pile.
Okay, rolling damage.
Anybody have any ideas?
What?
Okay. So Kuro takes 24 damage.
Oh my god. Okay.
Eros takes 24 damage, and then another 6 from Stone Flurry of Blows. Stone Fist Flurry of Blows.
Q interrupts Eros's damage, or negates Eros's damage for a total of 9.
So 21 total.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's not looking good. Oh my god, 21 damage? I don't think Eros has ever taken that much damage.
You definitely have. A long time ago.
A long time ago. It's been a long time. Oh my god. That's close to 1/3 of his HP. Guys.
So Kevin is like, what's going on, the stronger? Are you taking out the others so we can deal with our rivals? Huh. No, that's too bad. You're right. They're just in the way. We have to get our rivals. You sure you don't want me to help you? The stronger? No, that's too bad.
With the stronger, yeah, this take character. His ongoing 10 radiant.
Owned.
And he dies. And drags everyone to hell.
Whose
turn
is it just now?
That was the stranger and the stronger.
Okay. Yeah, the stranger hasn't acted yet. Stranger uses Drunken Monkey and the stronger. Oh, yes. Okay. That hits.
Is he mostly attacking the stranger?
No, he's been attacking Eros.
Mostly.
Because Eros was in the way. But before that, first he attacked the stranger, then he attacked the stranger, then he jumped and tried to attack the stranger.
Oh, so when the stronger hit Kuro with Eros, that counts as an attack, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Kuro uses his Armor of Wrath to...
Angry Armor.
Yeah.
Give us some challenges.
He causes the stronger to take 3 damage.
Nice.
And he pushes the stronger. Two squares to.
Okay.
Yeah, to the other side of the stranger right there.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay. A stranger hit with Drunken Monkey.
Do you have a high fortitude?
Can Everett call
out on anyone? Well, no, actually, no, not really. Mm-hmm. I have 22.
Can Everett talk on anyone?
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Ever gonna look around, see if he recognizes anyone, and say, can anyone help us with these idiots?
Hear a callback. That would be interfering with the match.
Oh, damn.
There are bets riding on this now.
Hmm. It's Ever's turn?
No, it's the stranger's turn.
It's still the stranger's turn.
The stranger causes, uses Drunken Monkey on the stronger, dealing 25 damage. Slides the stronger here. That includes a flurry of blows.
25.
Mm-hmm. And the stronger makes an attack on himself. No, actually. Besides him here. Is this here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and they're like actually like.
These guys are actually here.
They're actually like right here, yeah. Let's just. Yeah, everyone's upside down. Everyone's upside down. It's like make them share space. Okay. So the stronger makes an attack on himself. Because of Drunken Monkey. The stronger destroys himself. Oh, that's too bad. Like, knees himself in the face.
Oh, my God.
How do you even do that?
That's what I'm trying to think about.
It's like a luchador. Think about it. They're super flexible. All right. He deals. Write this down, Ross. It's a 9. It's a 2. It's a 5.
16.
Plus 12.
28.
28 damage. Yeah, 28 damage to himself.
So it's 25 and 28.
Yeah. It's 33 damage.
Hmm?
Of 53 damage. The stronger, yeah. The strongest bloody. Doesn't look like he's regenerating, though. That's stupid! Stupid! It's stupid! It's Kuro's turn.
Kuro! Kuro is prone.
Alright, Kuro's... is Kuro next to the strong
He's gonna try and shave against...
No, it's 5 feet.
Okay.
He's gonna try and shave against Radiant 10. He makes it. Just barely.
Oh, so the...
Even after the minus 2.
Okay. So Kuro... So first Kuro will stand. Say what? And then...
These are the two enemies. They're separated by the
spirit.
The spirit.
Q and the other and Q and Kevin are in the same square.
So he stands. Uses move action, right? Okay. He lets the beacon dispel. Will trade his standard action for a move action.
Okay.
In order to move towards the stronger, right? Then he'll use his action point to attempt to grab the stronger. Oh my god, this is horrible. 13 versus reflex.
Can you reroll?
Memory of 1,000 lifetimes?
Memory of 1,000 lifetimes only adds
1d6. Okay. Alright, it's not worth it then.
You hear a rumble. And as Kuro reaches forward to grab, the stronger looks at him, and somehow, boom! Kuro grabs the stronger, as if his hands were magnetic.
Okay, so Kuro has grabbed the stronger. Oh. He's grabbed.
Okay.
Is it like a grab like this? Or is it like this?
It's like this.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely like this.
I've grabbed the stronger.
Good work. Good work.
He uses the lock of Moradin, which is just...
This is the worst.
Secret lock of Moradin.
No, please.
But what does this originate from?
Sing, sing.
Built brilliantly.
Secret
light.
Lock of Moradin.
Oh, that one?
That's the ultra lock of Moradin.
This is ultra lock. He didn't do that.
He doesn't have
the duper
he needs
lock.
To be Paragon tier.
Is that so grab characters, what happens? Do they grant something?
He's immobilized.
He's Irish. Yeah, he's immobilized.
Okay, that's all of Kuro's actions.
Yeah, and the stronger is no longer grabbing.
Including his action point.
The stronger?
It's no longer grabbing him.
Right.
Because he kicked you into Kuro, yeah. Who stood up and grabbed him. In his divine hug.
Okay, who's up?
Eros.
Oh.
Eros.
Does that count as squeezing? You're in the same square.
He's like on top of Q. He's like, I want you, Latari.
He's not even, he's just like pinning him to the ground, like belly to belly.
He's just like, ugh.
Yeah, this is the game thing that happened in Super High School.
Okay.
No one wants to talk about that.
Alright, so Eros is going to use his agile recovery minor action to stand up.
Okay.
You stand up. Effect, you stand up.
Yeah. And he's going to move
behind ever. Because he's done with this.
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Where are you going?
He'll move behind ever.
See this line now? This line
where
now
are you going?
Is going to represent
what's going
the
on? What's, what
this
what
line
you?
Is going to represent the bar that they were behind.
Alright, so I'm not gonna move there.
You should.
Is anyone granted combat advantage to Eros?
Both of them because they're next to the spirit.
Right. Okay, Eros is gonna hit, he's gonna try to hit, this guy.
The stronger?
Yeah.
Bloodbath.
Alright, here we go.
No, don't use that die.
It's alright.
Oh, I thought it was a one.
He keeps rolling twos.
Every time. Roll over here.
I don't know what to roll on.
On your notebook.
There.
Alright. So that's going to be like 30 versus fortitude.
After combat advantage?
Yeah. There's no way. Dirty doesn't hit on fortitude? Oh my god.
Oh, Brilliant Beacon was dispelled?
Yes.
Yeah,
it wasn't dispelled. It was just like let go.
Yeah, he let it go.
Hmm.
In order to grab the guy.
Doesn't hit.
Oh.
Is there a miss effect? For bloodbath?
Does it say reliable?
No, I mean there's an effect.
It's not a reliable, no.
It isn't like an automatic attack, basically. But hold on, Eros is thinking. Heroic effort.
That's in it. Yeah, okay.
Do you think a +4 would hit?
Make a decision. You willing to risk it?
Try it, yeah.
Yeah. Heroic effort.
+4 to the attack. Hits.
Yes! Okay. Good thinking, Eros, he says out loud. Alright, so 34 versus...
Wow, 0.5.
He fought.
0.4. 0.3. goes back up. It's an integer.
One. Two.
Alright, so that's going to be... Okay, I have to roll on, like, something.
Two?
Fucking hell. Alright, so
re-roll
two.
Re-roll that. Re-roll it.
Yeah, re-roll.
Watch I re-roll.
Re-roll it.
One. Ready?
It was meant to be.
It was meant to
wow.
be, guys.
What were the chances? About 1 in 6.
Alright, so, Eros is gonna do 14 damage. No, I'm sorry.
Can I help Arthur?
I don't have any more
here.
And
oh, the water's gone.
You can buy the floor.
So 3.
Oh, man.
Hmm?
Yeah. No, we gotta,
after this turn, I think after this round, we're going to take a quick break and get some more water.
Water break. 6.
That's good. So that's going to be...
We're rivals, right?
You're my rival, Q. Latari.
Are they doing this? Rivals?
No, it's more like this. You're my rival, Q Latari. You're my rival. I've studied all your moves. All your moves.
So it's 33 damage.
You're 33 damage?
And 5 ongoing.
5 ongoing.
It's really wet. Ends. I'll tell you that. It's
kind of
wet.
That's not even wet.
No.
No, I like my lips are dry right now. You're just
spittle.
You're just reptilian. So, like, anything is a flood.
It sounds like you were going to say you're just retarly.
Retarly.
Oh, my God.
Stop
oh my
being
gosh.
So retarly.
Don't do this.
Man, that's so retarly.
Man, that was that run was retarly.
And okay, so he's also going to use.
That means like really difficult but stupid at the same time.
Yeah. His frost, F R O S S T, Thousand Leaf Maple Emperor.
It has two S's, by the way.
Daily. So I hit with the weapon. Now the target will take an extra 2d8 cold damage, and is slowed until the end of my next turn.
So 2d8 cold.
Stop it, guys. Go home.
So 9 extra. That's going to be 42 damage in total. And slowed. That's it.
My rival is here. You can't tell me what to do. You're not my rival.
Rival.
I study all your moves.
How many words does this guy know? He knows like about 100. And look, if word frequency, rival, is like number one.
My
studied your moves.
Your moves is one word.
I've studied all your moves is one word.
Can you imagine the word cloud, right? Rival is big. Like your
I want to do a word cloud for him.
For Kevin Retarly. For
Kevin Retarly. I wonder what the word cloud would look like for the stronger.
No. Stupid.
No, that's stupid.
That would be excluded as too frequent.
Yeah.
No, stupid.
No, it's about the same frequency as all the other words he said, because he always says no, that's stupid.
Yeah, no, but
they don't count words like the, it, and, the.
No, and stupid. Yeah, stupid might stupid. Be.
Okay.
Stupid might be slightly bigger.
Who's up?
And then.
I'd be you.
Am I up? Okay. Since we're blowing dailies, I guess.
Yeah, baby.
Healing or damage?
It's up to you.
Why are they both standing? Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Okay, I will start with this. The sparkly earth explodes.
Oh my god.
And I will roll against both of them. We'll see how it goes. Ooh.
Go ahead, 18 keep
14.
It.
Okay. Oh, anchor fell. So I rolled against stronger first, and then...
Okay.
Kevin. So it's 1d10. Where's my d10?
You think.
This will take... Yeah. What's 0, 0?
That's 10. That's 10.
Okay.
Nice.
18 damage.
Great.
And, combat advantage, and no concealment, and the zone goes out from him, too, if we could just...
Uh-huh. Yep.
And minus 2 on attack rolls, and 5 psychic damage, as long as they're in the zone.
Can you get a Marcus? Marcus,
they're
please.
They're in a bag, yeah. That's in that bag.
How much damage?
What was it? 18.
18 damage.
Nice.
Okay.
Is it strong or close to death?
Strong as blood. The stranger's was here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus where's two?
Two. From my spirit who was here.
Yeah.
So one, two.
So over to here.
Yeah. We got it. I like how that last line was the best one of all.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And this was against the thing.
All right. So there we go. That's what I did. All
right,
so
thank you.
That, in that zone, enemies take a minus 2 to attack rolls. And any two. Enemy that ends its turn in the zone takes 5 psychic damage.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wait. You hit with psychic damage on the stronger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, sorry.
Suddenly,
psychic damage, all of it.
Ropes pop up over the ground, and there's like 4 posts that pop over the ground, and you hear a ding. Ding, ding!
The stronger is still grabbed.
The stronger is grabbed.
Alright, that's my turn.
Alright, let's contest. Contest. 17.
Actually, hold on. Is that a skill?
17. We roll again.
Okay.
Is that a skill check?
What? Which one?
What you guys are doing.
Contest?
Right now. No, right?
No, it's a contest.
It's a contest to try and, like, wrestle each other.
I meant to ask that before.
Which is a, like, ding, ding.
Do you want to do... Is it athletics? Is it whatever? Or is it just who's attacking first? Or how do you want to dictate that? Is it just a
d20? It's just a d20 right now. Because Kevin has designed himself to be your rival.
Okay. 18. Oh my god.
No way.
Here we go.
You're seeing the stat.
Is that the broken tie?
Yes, that's the broken tie. Okay, you're getting some good rolls, but this is the
this is it, guys.
Broken tie. My rival!
6.
Oh no. You're not allowed to use this anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Same thing?
No.
I got a 6.
But he rolled a 19.
Oh.
Yep.
Not allowed to use this anymore.
You're my rival!
Oh.
My rival!
Oh, okay.
Ah! Booming!
Fuck.
What is he gonna do? Thrust me?
He's looking for his big bird. Blade! He rolls over.
Do I get to make an opportunity attack because he's moving?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that too. Forget about it. Oof.
He hits you for 12 damage. And shouts, Chandler, she already didn't hit me. My rival!
How close are you? Alright, we're fine.
Okay.
Come on, the stronger!
So.
Let's do our ultimate move!
No.
Okay.
Counting down!
Did you take the minus 2?
So, Q's gonna use, Frigid Blade. Okay. He's going to use Frigid Blade just by smacking Kevin next to him.
Yeah.
And he does 27 versus AC.
That does not make it.
Fuck. Okay. And then... He's going to use his action point to try to use Dimensional Thunder.
Oh my god.
So that is 34 versus Fortitude.
That hits.
Okay. Woo-hoo! He's going to deal damage first while screaming, Stranger! Tag team!
Yes!
And,
Q, who is still kind of, like, pinned so closely to Kevin, notice that Kevin freezes up. He's like, no! You can't let them!
3 plus. That's gonna be 18 damage. And then, since Kevin's the only one adjacent to me at this time, he's going to start taking ongoing 5 thunder damage, save ends.
Okay.
How much?
5.
Oh my god.
Then Q teleports in front
That's not Q.
Oh, that's not Q?
No.
Okay.
That's Kevin.
So where's Kevin?
This is they were in the same square.
We were in the same square, but
yeah, they were
Kevin
they were here.
Rolled off. But we were squeezing.
Yeah, no, he just kind of rolled in place.
Okay, we were still squeezing.
Yeah.
Okay. Q's gonna try to do his arcanic acrobatics while teleporting.
That's fine.
Okay. And we have a 26.
Yeah, baby. You almost land off balance.
Okay.
Just make it.
But Q teleports here. In front of the stranger.
Okay.
And that's it. He screams. So he studied all my moves, but you know nothing.
No, they're stupid.
Nope, you're stupid.
No, they're stupid. Okay.
He's the only one using like tactics.
So is the stronger. Stronger is using his only tactic. His only tactic is that stupid.
Oh my god.
Okay. So that was Q and Kevin.
Yep.
Now it's a stronger and the stranger.
Alright.
This is the stronger theme. The stronger lunges forward to punch at. Tries to punch the stranger from where he is.
Okay.
They're stupid.
He's grabbed though.
They're stupid.
So okay. Okay.
He tries to punch Q.
Okay.
Where's my dice? You should give me the green dice.
Nope, confiscated.
Why?
Oh, you know.
24 versus AC.
You miss.
What?
What?
What was that?
It's a six.
Okay.
Okay. 22 after the zone.
Nope.
Yep. You should take five.
Five ongoing damage.
24.
I slap his hand away.
Oh, he's taking 15 ongoing. No, the strongest taking five, 10.
15.
No,
not
for me.
That's
only
Kevin.
Yeah, so another 10 ongoing. The stronger. Does he have to save against that? Or is it just.
No, as long as he's in the
against
this.
He can't save. He can't save against the damage. That's pretty ridiculous.
And he's grabbed. Oh, God.
He's trying to save against. No, he does save against Bloodbath. Unfortunately.
Okay.
But he took the 10 damage.
Okay, good.
Okay. The stronger is bloodied. Okay.
Wait, so the stronger saved against Bloodbath?
Yes.
Kuroa would like to demand justice. Reroll.
No!
Yeah!
Let's see.
It's a higher roll.
Oh. Good try.
Thanks anyway, Kuroa.
It was a good try, though. This Demand Justice is nasty.
It was still really good.
Scary.
Man, if Brilliant Beacon was still up, but that's like, it's tough shit with that. You say this is scary? With what?
The Demand Justice.
Curl, you just see them all just stacked. It's nasty. Alright, Okay,
Love crossbow.
What?
I love crossbows.
So you don't get hit?
I'm behind ever.
you should play a fighter.
You're hiding behind, like, you're a grown man hiding behind a kid.
But you've been annoyed by this.
You're 23 years old.
Yeah. Quick, sit in front of me.
That's right.
I'll protect you. No, you won't. Shut up. Okay, so, he took his damage and he couldn't do anything besides, like, say, the stranger says, yes! And jumps on top of Q's shoulders.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a boost.
So you do it with the Kopesh?
Yeah.
Yes! Stranger uses, he does a boost, but he uses Lightning Leap.
Oh, man.
Let me read the description.
It's basically a teleport.
I've never
He's never done lightning.
Nope.
Lightning loop.
No, he does lightning loop here, actually.
Where's the spear? The spear's gone?
Yeah,
yeah, it dispelled when
I'm gonna read the description
right now.
Okay. The lightning that scorches your enemies also speeds you away, and thunder offers a cacophonous accompaniment.
Masterful spiral, come on, masterful spiral.
Wait, use this one.
Cheater.
Come on. Oh.
It's okay, hold on. 22 versus. Are they taking penalty to defenses?
No, just attack.
No defense penalties.
Versus reflex, that's actually barely going to hit. The stronger because of flanking.
Oh.
Yes.
And lightning leap versus.
No, that's the iPhone, I think.
Lightning leap versus.
Because this is airplane mode.
Oh, okay.
Versus Kevin, who's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Doesn't help. That's okay. Oh. Well. Wait, no, that doesn't make sense. Hold on. So it goes, hits, then he lightning leaps.
Uh-huh.
Then he does another attack.
Oh.
So basically what he does is he hits, then he jumps.
Uh-huh.
Then he does an attack on each creature in the burst.
Each creature in the burst?
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's just burst one. So it just takes out Kuro.
Hello. Buzz buzz.
What's the buzz, stranger?
No.
It's unacceptable.
Versus.
Brilliant.
That's going to hit. It's going to hit Kevin.
Yes.
Let's see if it hits Kuro. Yeah, it's going to hit Kuro.
Aww.
For how much?
Wait.
17 damage versus everyone except
the stronger. Channeling shield.
The stronger takes another 10 damage.
Channeling shield for Kuro and negate 9.
So
Kuro takes 9 damage. Another 7 damage.
Okay.
Another 7 damage for Kevin.
So how much?
Another 7 damage for Kevin.
So 24 for him.
Yeah.
And then how much for the stronger?
18. No.
Did he get hit?
He got hit a second time. 10 plus 18? Okay. No, 10 plus 18, yeah. So 28 more damage. Stronger looks very weakened. Or knocked down quite a bit. Stranger action points. Masterful spiral.
Yes!
He misses both of them.
Oh no.
But does half damage.
Yeah.
Another 12 damage. To each of them. The stronger looks like he's on his last legs. Hold on, I need to calculate. Do you have the full calculations for their HP?
Pretty much.
Are they taking 5 every time?
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear what they're at right now, exactly.
From the beginning?
No, not from the beginning.
Oh, okay, so Kevin took 24 damage. And then 12 damage, so 36 damage for the stranger's turn.
Yeah.
The stronger took 40 damage in total, okay. And Kuro took 8.
Okay.
Kuro. Retarly.
Okay. Yeah. Kevin is also extremely bloody. Good work, you! You are the best!
No, We're the best.
You are the best.
We're the best.
No, that's stupid.
No, I'm the best, Kulatari. How dare you?
Shut
Let
up.
Someone else get in the way of our rivalry.
Shut up.
Come on, the stronger. Let's do our ultimate move.
No, that's stupid.
Okay, that was the stranger's turn. Stranger's, like, he's very excited. He's visibly excited. It's the first time he's done, like, three dances in, like, one turn. So, it's Kuro's turn. He can sustain the grab as a minor.
Yes, he sustains the grab, and just straight out does.
My boy, radiant.
Not me.
He sustains the grab and straight up does visions of blood.
Oh my god!
On the close blast originating at the stronger, so it's gonna catch a stranger in it too. But,
yeah.
And Q.
No, it's gonna... Hey, Kevin.
Oh, originating on the stranger.
No, on the stronger. And pointing towards...
Kevin, yeah.
Kevin. Okay. 23 versus Will on the stronger.
Does not hit.
Okay. Against the stranger. 21 versus Will, the stranger, it's not gonna hit.
Oh, it is gonna hit.
Oh.
That's okay.
Alright. Oh, critical miss on Kevin. Oh,
no!
So only the stranger takes damage.
That's okay. Go for it.
Oh, it's going to be 14 psychic damage.
He takes one thanks to Iron Dragon defense. Goes, yes! Negates 13 damage.
But how do you do that?
What?
How do you do that? I'm scared.
Immediate interrupt.
That's so cool.
Top right.
Oh.
It's an encounter.
But, so what was the roll on the stronger?
The roll on the stronger is, 21? It was like
23. Versus Will.
Yeah.
Koro dislikes that result and will use Memories of a Thousand Lifetimes. So 24.
Thank you.
Okay.
Stranger understands that being in the thick of battle and they're responding to each other. Says, yes, Kuro, we shall amplify ourselves with lightning and thunder and visions of that was Kuro.
That was the second.
We got
damage.
Eros now. After Kuro.
That was only one damage though, right?
We only took one damage.
Okay, Kuro's at the end of the round, right?
Yes. So
take let's
a break.
Take a break. Oh,